This is Trivia Friday.
This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
Don't say the name of the show.
Learning University.
It's the Maria. Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Well, you hear those little snippets there, and three of us just have to wonder individually, what have we done with our lives?
Really? I don't ever remember saying any of this stuff.
What kind of legacy? Hey, if people love those little quips, we've got the hilarious highlights.
Yes.
Of Learning University, five or six.
Volume five, I think.
Maybe volume six. Yeah, I'd have to go
it's
back.
Not
and
volume
look.
666.
No. We're not going to allow that.
We're never going to have that.
No. Absolutely not.
But either, and we probably won't. We won't have volume 13 for obvious reasons.
Right.
But no, it's it's volume five or six is out, and it's a fun thing. You go on a road trip. People thinking about Labor Day upcoming.
Yeah.
Put that in the CD player if you've got an old enough car that has a CD player, and you'll laugh. You can go to afastore.net and get the hilarious highlights, little clips and outtakes and bloopers.
Brent Creeley said number five is the one that's out.
Number five.
It's number five. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper. How you doing, J.J.?
Great to be here. Give you a praise report. Last week I was at Centenary United Methodist Church, Macomb, Mississippi. Ashley Atkins, his wife, Gay. Everybody so nice. A lot of Learning University listeners
students.
There. Students. Yeah.
Students.
It was packed on a Saturday night, as hot as it was, which was surprising for me.
No air conditioning?
Yeah, they've got air conditioning.
Okay.
But you know, after a long, hot day on a Saturday, you might have had good intentions to go somewhere and then go, I'm just wiped out.
I'm sitting in the recliner.
It was packed, people even in the balcony. Yeah. We laughed on Saturday night. I was there on Sunday morning as well and just met so many wonderful AFR listeners.
That must be a neat thing to do, to have fun on Saturday night, then connect on Sunday morning, same basic crowd. Yeah. And
I don't get to do that often because I like to be in church on Sunday morning with my family, but that's how it worked out, and it was great.
Awesome.
Some wonderful people in Macomb, Mississippi.
Folks want to look in inviting you to their community for an event. How can they do that?
JJJasper.com, JJJasper.com. And if I can share one quick story, I love—
Can we stop you?
Well, I love to hear people's story, and a lot of times they say, here's how I was encouraged. Here's how I was inspired listening to AFR. But one fella said, my dad's going to be here in a little bit. You're going to want to talk to him because he's been an air traffic controller for, I think he said, 29 years.
Wow.
And he was actually the air traffic controller working the shift when Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane crashed, because it was just beyond Macomb, Mississippi.
Wow.
And he started sharing a lot of the behind-the-scenes details and said the wreckage, said there were drugs and money scattered all in the woods.
Right?
I think mid-70s or late 70s, probably late 70s.
Right.
But he started to tell that story. He said within hours, his dad started getting calls from France, from all around the world. There wasn't internet back then, but people had heard that that famous band had gone down, and so they were wanting to know. And then he said the next few days, he was working the air traffic control tower as crews from ABC, NBC, everybody coming in to cover that story. Yeah, so you always, you never know what kind of interesting things you're going to hear about different parts of the country.
Wow.
All right, we're going to ask three questions each, three trivia questions each here on American Family Radio, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of them and ask us a trivia question as well. Let me, if you called in and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call, okay? Because we have a four-week waiting period between times appearances on the radio with us. It really shouldn't matter whether it's toll-free or not if you're dedicated.
That's right.
To this show.
Pay the price, folks.
This is a best-of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
Just go to Today's Issues, YouTube and Facebook, and you can watch the show there. And we'd love to have you join us on either of those two places. Also, if you tell them about the mystery question deal.
All right. Well, we do have a mystery question. One of the nine questions that will be asked by the professors.
One of the
is
nine.
A mystery question. That means if you answer it correctly, you hear this sound. So-so cowbell.
The beloved cowbell. That's a beloved cowbell right there, JJ.
Beloved cowbell.
And for those of you who are watching online at either Facebook or YouTube, at today, just search for Today's Issues, you can watch. We're holding up the T-shirt. Well, actually, JJ's wearing his.
I'm wearing mine.
We're holding up the T-shirt that you win if you answer the mystery question correctly. Tim, I think you got yours backwards.
Did this one shrink?
No, I think the... I think that they have a surplus of little kid T-shirts.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
We got little kid T-shirts, or
but now you
or dwarfs.
You
either one.
Yes, you want to say that on the air? Sure.
Nothing wrong with saying dwarfs. That's an appropriate word. But it's a small T-shirt, right?
We're holding up, but you can. I think we have big, larger sizes,
large and small.
Yeah. So if
you want to order a Trivia Friday T-shirt straight up, you don't want to have to wait to win one. You can do that.
Yeah, I thought you wanted me to explain the T-shirts, Tim.
I'm here to help, Ed.
You keep interrupting.
I'm your support. You want me to shut up?
No. Okay. Listen, to Tim's point, if you want to buy one, let's say you don't want to risk not answering the mystery question, just go to afastore.net. You can take a look at the T-shirts there, and you can buy one yourself.
Amen. I apologize for interrupting you.
I'm just kidding. In fact, no, really.
I need you to accept my apology.
You just did it again.
If you don't accept my apology, then I'm never going to. You know what I'm saying? If you just say, don't worry about it,
then I can hold it over your head.
We're not going to reconcile.
I can hold it over your head.
All right. What questions do you have, Professor Ed?
Let me ask you. I've been kind of thinking of doing the whole show in the Batman's voice. You think that'd be all right to do that?
I think so.
I'm Batman. Here are my three questions. No, that's my voice will be trash by the end of the show. That's not a good idea. All right, three questions.
No, I don't think so.
First question. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner after observing British warships shelling Fort McHenry. In what city was the fort located? I think you can still go and visit it.
Good
question. It's a national park. Second question. The expression... I have the heebie-jeebies, goes all the way back to the 1920s. Did you guys know it was that old? What does it mean? What does it mean to have the heebie-jeebies? You guys ever heard of the expression?
I have, but most of the time it's used in this connotation or this quotation. Quote, he gives me the heebie-jeebies.
That's fine.
Heebie-jeebies.
What does it mean? That's what I wanted to know.
I used to listen to that band, the heebie-jeebies, when they talk about staying alive. That would inspire me to just keep going, just keep put one foot in front of the other, trying to stay alive.
The heebie-jeebies. I remember I had their album. That's awesome. All right, third question. Goldfish have a three-second memory. Is that true or false?
I missed what you were just saying. Goldfish.
Yeah. Oh, you caught me. You know, you caught me there.
You know, the good thing about that is you never know you have the problem. By the time you realize my memory's back.
You know what I'm saying? Goldfish goes around the bowl. When it comes back to where it started, it goes, something seems familiar about this.
Hey, listen.
It's goldfish day all over again.
This is my personal opinion.
Goldfish.
But these animal psychologists, I think they are laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
You know, because when they say, a tortoise gets depressed, you know, 10 minutes of every day, or a goldfish. How in the world do they know something like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why they get paid the
What do you got,
bucks.
JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question, according to the Bible, what are the wages of sin? According to the Bible, what are the wages of sin? Second question, in the movie Finding Nemo, what is the name of the great white shark? In the movie Finding Nemo, what is the name of the great white shark?
It's Batman.
Third question, what is the closest foreign country to the U.S. which does not touch U.S. So it's not going to be Mexico. It's not going to be Canada. So what is the closest foreign country to the U.S. which does not touch the U.S.?
Very interesting. I like it.
All right, my three questions?
Your questions are
okay.
Up.
Okay, we're going to go on with this. The end of the show, I can tell. That's okay. I like that. I like that, Bruce Wayne. All right, my three questions. What was, for those baby boomers out there in particular, what was Roy Rogers' real name?
Oh, good.
Ooh, my aunt provided that question to me.
Do you want me to say it?
No, just hold back.
Okay.
Number two.
You can hum it and give somebody a hint.
Mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of which animal?
Oh, good
Mozzarella
question.
Cheese good is made from the milk of which animal? And now, you guys don't even know this. The question I'm going to bring forth now unto us is, I wanted to say that, is probably the best question I've ever had.
Wow.
And yeah.
Bar. It's really here
it
raised.
Is. And if you get this question correctly, I've decided we're going to send you a mug and a t-shirt.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay? Because this is, and that's if you don't have to Google it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
you got to be honest.
You got to be honest. Scouts honor.
You're on your honor system.
You're on your honor system. So here's the question, and I don't want you to Google it to win. Now, you can Google it and answer it, but if you're going to win the mug and the T-shirt, I just want you to have it because of your knowledge. Here it is. Name me the 10 countries.
They're going to have to work for this.
You're going to laugh in Batman voice too.
Okay. I was thinking, wow, this is someone's going to. But it now we're going 10 countries.
Well, it's
are
not
you kidding?
Easy. It's all not. Right, it's not an easy question.
That's so, why the gifts are.
Right. The 10 countries that are mentioned in the Bible that are still around today.
Wow!
Ooh.
Wow!
Name me the 10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today, and if you answer that correctly without Googling it, then I will send you, or we will here, a AFR travel mug and a T-shirt.
That is a
told
good
you.
Question.
Yeah.
That really is, and it's worth
that's
the gifts.
Deep.
Let's go.
France isn't on there. I know that. All right, so I just gave one away,
thank you,
so
Ed,
I've narrowed it down for folks. All right, we go to Kansas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
I want to answer the foreign country that's not border the U.S.
Oh, here's the question. What is the closest foreign country to the U.S., which does not border the U.S., which does not touch the U.S.?
Russia.
It is Russia.
Oh, yes. All
way
right.
to get started.
Up there by
people thinking Cuba,
Alaska.
90 miles away. But here's the thing. Russia, the narrowest distance between mainland Russia and mainland Alaska, 55 miles. But the Bering Strait, right between the two, there are actually two islands, one Russian island, one Alaska island, they're less than 3 miles apart.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
So you think back to Sarah Palin in that
yeah.
interview, and she said, you know, will you have any international? She said, look, I can see Russia from my home here in Alaska, which it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 55 miles.
What a fascinating.
Or 3 miles.
3 miles between the two mm-hmm. islands.
Right.
Wow. Great job, Michael. You have a question for us?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you. Great
thank
answer.
You. Way to start us out.
I wasn't even thinking in that direction. I was thinking below Mexico, trying to think, you know, Central America, something like that. Wow. All right, we go to Mississippi, and Sharon is on the line. Sharon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Sharon. Where do you live?
I live in Pontotoc, actually.
Oh, okay.
My stomping grounds.
Nice yeah. area. Land yeah. of the hanging grapes.
But you're going to
exactly
get no
right.
special consideration for me now, Sharon, okay? Now, the same rules apply to everybody.
Of course.
All right, you should ask or answer, Sharon.
Or both.
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, the one I wanted to answer was just Taken. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
So okay. you knew that, Sharon?
I did.
I thought a lot of people would be thinking Cuba or Cayman yeah. Islands or something like that.
Hmm. No.
Okay. Well,
no,
you have
I actually knew that.
You now, have another one you want to try to answer?
Oh yeah, let me do the biblical question, JJ's question.
Okay, here's the question. According to the Bible, what are the wages of sin?
They are death.
You're right. Yep. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Way to go there, mm-hmm. Sharon. Thanks for knowing your Bible.
Now, we normally clap when an answer comes.
Let's give it.
I know, but.
Well, we're not clapping for the wages of sin.
That's what I'm saying. It
we're
sounds
clapping
like we're clapping
Sharon.
For the wages of sin. We're not.
You look like you had a question about the Russia thing. My wife was, she lived in Alaska for a couple of years, and she was a bank teller, and she said routinely somebody from Russia would be there with whatever the Russian currency is, and she had
rubble.
She had Eskimos, which there's probably a better politically correct, you know, because they're
Inuits.
Inuit. That's yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. Indians, Inuit Indians. But she had the Eskimo folks coming in there with the garb that you
yeah.
would see in the movies, and then people from Russia, and their people would come in with yen. So it's not enough to take somebody's paycheck and do that. She'd have to say, okay, how many rubles? Here are your rubles. Here's your yen. So that's. That took a lot of doing, I'm guessing.
Wow. I said rubbles. That's Barney. I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
Barney Ruble.
Yeah.
Now you wonder why they never called you back for that teller job, bank teller job.
Sharon, do you have a question for us?
I do. But before I ask it, I just want to let you know, you said your wife lived in Alaska and worked as a bank teller. When I was a child, my dad was stationed in Alaska twice, so I lived there, and I recently retired as a bank teller.
Wow. It's a small world,
so you
Sharon.
Have memories of Alaska growing up?
Oh, yes.
What do you tell us, for those who've never been there, what was so great about Alaska? What are your memories?
Everything. I loved it. Everything.
Okay. What about the light? And darkness, I mean, doesn't that...
6 months of darkness.
Drastic changes, right?
No, it's really not that drastic. Okay. Where we lived, it was not.
Okay.
I mean, you'd be outside at midnight, and it would look like it was dusky dark.
Okay.
But it was very nice.
Okay.
It was very nice.
Sharon, my wife with her friends, they were water skiing. And you know, when you're having so much fun with your friends and time gets away from you, and they're like, oh, does anybody even know what time it is? And it was 1 a.m.
And they could see.
They were water skiing and the sun was up.
Oh, man.
Right.
We did that 1 year when my brother was living up there. Well, he's still up there, but we did that. We were fishing, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We were on our way home. We had not eaten supper. So
sun high up in the sky.
He was having too much fun.
Right.
And, yeah.
It sounded like the inside of a casino.
Guys, can you imagine how much yard work our wives would make us do if the sun never went down?
Yeah, but it's golfer's paradise right there. I'll tell you that.
And those people that say, okay, I'm going to hire you, but I need you to work from sun up to sundown, that fellow would get his money's worth. Sharon, thank you so much.
She's got a question.
Yeah, what's your question for us?
What do you call a group of alligators?
Well, we've had a group of almost every animal.
I'd say you call them trouble right there.
Yeah.
You call them a display of handbags.
Do alligators run in groups? I don't even know if they do.
If you're like in a swamp and you see a bunch of them hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a group of everything, a pod or a passel or flock.
A blank of alligators.
I'm going to say Cuffy.
Cuffy.
A Cuffy of alligators.
That's my guess.
Somehow I don't think that's right, JJ. But we'll get better than the answer I got.
I've got no guess.
We'll go with Cuffy.
Cuffy of alligators.
It's a congregation.
A congregation. Oh, I think I pastored that church.
I was going to say, the pastors know exactly why that's
the
called
gators
that.
Are
I don't
biting.
Like the way y'all are looking at me here at this business meeting.
So it's really called a congregation.
Florida, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Okay. We learned something today. A congregation
I was
going to
say squad, but I didn't want to get too political.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon, sure. And have a good weekend right there in God's country, Pontotoc. So.
Right. Hey, you All know, right. to go back to Alaska, so Melanie said people use the word awesome. Oh, that's an awesome yeah. pizza. That's awesome. She yeah. said, Alaska really is awesome because you can see snow-capped mountains, you know, any day of the week. She saw a moose. There was not one week that went by that she didn't see a moose, like wow. in the middle of the road. And she said,
and
when you see
huge,
an animal,
aren't they?
She said, when you see an animal that you can walk flat-footed under its belly, and she saw eagles, you know, every few days she would see an eagle. And she said, you just don't get to see an animal with a 7-foot wingspan. You
know, she said, dangerous, aren't they?
Well, I don't, yeah, but, and she saw, you know, wolves and bears, and but she said it was just majestic. It was just yeah. so awesome, you know, how glaciers and mountains and all of the rest.
Wow.
Hey, we want to say hello to B.A. and Kathy. B.A. and Kathy DeWoody, right? From Camden, Arkansas.
Wonderful.
They drove all the way to Tupelo from Camden. What's that, 5 hours? 5.5 hours. And
to be part of our studio audience.
Well, yeah. They support our ministry and
they're being given a tour.
Yeah, and so they're in studio watching the trivia show. But what's an honor is, you know, usually folks come by here to visit us here at AFA and AFR in Tupelo, Mississippi, and they're usually going somewhere, right?
Yes.
Huh?
They're on their way somewhere.
They're on their way somewhere. They're coming back from somewhere. But in this case, B.A. and Kathy just said they just took the day to come over and visit with us.
What a blessing.
Because they believe in our ministry and support us, and we just want to say thank you guys. And so they're watching here in the studio for Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio.
And just y'all just admit it, we're better than stopping at Cracker Barrel, aren't we?
they're giving you a polite nod.
That's right. Their heads are nodding, but we're not going to tell you which direction they're nodding, if it's side to side.
I just want to, again, personally thank Cracker Barrel for getting Christmas kicked off here in August. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cracker Barrel beats everybody to the punch. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break. We don't have time to take another call right now. We'll take our break a little early, come back on the other side of the
Do our questions
the
again.
Break. We'll do our questions again. Then who are we going to, Ed?
Well, we got our old friend Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina. I'm guessing that's the Todd who's from North Carolina. Then we've got, we've got Barry in Mississippi, Daniel from Kansas.
Okay.
They'll be next up.
All right. So an hour more of Trivia Friday straight ahead after this little short timeout. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today. On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, on our tour of the Holy Land in March, one of the places we'll stop is called the House of Caiaphas. This is the place where Jesus experienced the mock trial in front of the Sanhedrin that you read about in the Bible before he was taken to Pilate. He was actually held there in that house. We go there. We visit there. We see where that was. And then right beside the house are steps that date back to the time of Christ. They're stone steps that date back to the time of Christ. Those were the very steps that Jesus walked from the Garden of Gethsemane as he was brought to this mock trial at the House of Caiaphas. That's just one of the places we'll visit in March on our Holy Land tour. For all the information on this March 12th through the 20th trip, go to twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. California teachers may be going back to school. That story next.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu.
There's something you need to know about California. Their state house is controlled by Democrats, a super majority. They can literally pass whatever legislation they want to pass, no matter how outrageous. At this moment, lawmakers are considering a bill that would impose mandatory LGBTQ identity training on teachers in junior high and senior high schools. Teachers would be forced to complete training every 2 years to ensure they are inclusive of LGBTQ students. They would also have to strategize on how to increase support for LGBTQ youngsters. Well, what about the other kids in the school? Do they not deserve the same level of attention? Why not worry about teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave the sex and gender stuff to moms and dads? I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday. Great theme song there.
One of the best theme songs ever.
Was that from the 60s TV show right there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 60. It was on for like 2 years.
Yeah.
65, 66, 60, somewhere in there. 2, maybe 3 years became a huge kind of cultural phenomenon.
How come it didn't last any longer?
Well, it did last They brought in Batgirl and some other things.
Yeah.
But its popularity just dropped. I don't know what the deal was, but
I got to tell you, did the guy that played Robin, did he ever recover in terms of his acting career?
Huh? No.
Bert?
No, every time he went to, you know, try to get on a movie they wanted him to wear shorts and tights.
In those tights.
Yeah. And he said, I'm not doing that anymore.
All right.
I'm 40 years old. I'm not putting those on.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we thank you for listening. If you want to send us an email, it's comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you want to watch Trivia Friday, go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues on AFR. Today's Issues. You don't have to type in on AFR. So we're going to repeat our questions that if
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, here are my three questions. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner after observing British warships shelling Fort McHenry. In what city was the fort located? Second question, the expression, I have the heebie-jeebies, or he gives me the heebie-jeebies, mm-hmm. goes all the way back to the 1920s. But what does it mean? What does it mean to have the heebie-jeebies? Question number three, goldfish have a three-second memory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false?
I hope not. Just for their sake. I mean, you want to have a little bit more of a memory.
Depends what kind of life you've lived.
You live a new life every 3 seconds.
Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. In the movie Finding Nemo, which anybody that's got young children, you've seen that about 200 times. In the movie Finding Nemo, what is the name of the great white shark? Second question, what describes the unit of measurement for a horse? What word describes the unit of measurement for a horse? Third question, a new one as well. Which continent is home to the Tasmanian devil? What continent will you find the Tasmanian devil? It's not just a cartoon. Yeah. It really is an animal.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, for you baby boomers out there, what was Roy Rogers' real name? That was his stage name, Roy Rogers.
Right.
What was his real name? Number two, mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of which animal? Mozzarella cheese is made from the... Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I'm gonna answer. That's okay. Actually the Tasmanian devil.
It's Tasmanian devil milk.
Hey, not only does he know the answer, he drove a mozzarella in high school. A lot of room, very roomy, but it got horrible gas mileage.
So Tasmanian devil is incorrect.
Yes.
There's another animal responsible for mozzarella cheese. Number three, and this is perhaps the best question I've ever asked on Trivia Friday. And if you answer correctly without Googling, then we'll send you a AFR travel mug and an AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt. So that's what's behind curtain number two right there, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the question. Name the 10 countries that are mentioned in the Bible that are still around today. Name the 10 countries that are mentioned in the Bible that are still around today. All right, let's get back to the phones.
All right, we go. And actually, this is a person I think who could pull off answering that question. I don't know. We'll see. Todd from North Carolina. Is this our friend Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina?
This is me, and good morning from North Carolina.
Hey, Todd. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. Everything's in Mississippi.
Doing well. It's going to be a pleasant day today in the upper 80s. How's the weather there in North Carolina?
Well, right now we got fair skies with a temperature of 84, and we're expecting a high of 89 and a low of 67.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
No, not bad at all.
Okay, which one of these are you going to try, Todd?
I'm going to try Ed's question about the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay. All right, here's the question. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner after observing British warships shelling Fort McHenry. In what city was the fort located?
I believe it's Baltimore, Maryland.
It is Baltimore, Maryland.
Nicely done, Todd. Yeah,
that's a great American history question right there.
It is, and the fort is still there.
The flag, by the way, is on display at the American History Museum in Washington, D.C.
The tattered, the one that was tattered.
The real flag.
The real Old Glory.
Have you seen it?
I have, It was restored 4 or 5 years ago. There, and so it's on display there at the American History Museum.
That's amazing.
Todd, what's your question for us, brother?
Well, I have a Bible question for you. In the New Testament, there are two passages that speak about the helmet of salvation, but my question is, there is a passage in the Old Testament where it was first written about, and I'm going to ask which book in the Old Testament was the helmet of salvation first written about?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
What's
here,
the question,
Todd?
Ed?
The helmet of salvation.
Of course, you know it's mentioned in the New Testament twice. One talking about putting on the full armor, but in the Old Testament it was mentioned as well. What book of the Bible was the helmet of salvation?
Okay, guys, I think it's Isaiah. But
why?
It's just rattling around in the back of my head somewhere.
That's a good reason.
Under your helmet?
Yeah, under my helmet. So that's going to be my guess.
I'm going to go with Ed. But I'm just...
Isaiah.
I don't know the answer, so I'm going to put my confidence in you, Ed.
Uh-oh. All right, Todd. I think it's in Isaiah.
Well, Ed, you are absolutely correct.
All right.
Nicely
Ed.
Done.
Woo, high five me, Ed.
High five.
Ed, the pastor.
Professor Ed came through.
Yeah.
What? Tell us the context there, Todd.
Well, it's in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17.
All right, read it.
Okay, hold on. I've got it on audio for you, so hold on just a second.
I'm sorry, you're sight impaired, right?
For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak.
That's real good. Yeah, nicely done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was quick. Boy, that was quick.
I know we've asked you before, Todd. What's his name again, the one who read that?
Alexander Scobie? Scorby.
Scorby. All right. I just, man, his voice, I just get chills when I hear it.
It sounds like you think the King James
like
should
to hear
be
him.
Really
yes, right. I would like to hear him order at the Olive Garden. You know, I'd pay just to hear him read out the menu. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that would be a neat trip, but the thing about, unfortunately, Alexander passed away back in the 1984.
Yeah. Oh, did he? I'll have the endless bowl of pasta.
And I'll need more breadsticks.
Bring forth unto me more salad and salad dressing, please. All right.
The real cool thing about Scorby's reading of the Bible, of the King James Version, was that he did it twice. There was a period between 1949 to 1953 where he recorded the first time, and then I think in the mid to late 60s, he recorded it again because, you know, with the original, you know, master tapes and everything were getting, you know, pretty bad off. Yeah. They decided to do a re-record. But like I said, the first time he did it was for the American Federation for the Blind.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wasn't about 20 years ago, it was the reading by Charlton Heston was very popular, wasn't it? Talking about the Bible. Didn't he read the Bible?
I think he did in his own personal devotions.
No, I'm talking about where you could buy the Bible on tape then.
I don't remember, but
Charlton Heston.
One of the most, you know how you try to order something and it's sold out or whatever? One of the most discouraging things, I called Lifeway and I tried to order the Bible large print on tape. and they weren't able to help me, and that was very discouraging.
Yeah,
would you like to share what they said to you after you asked them that over the phone?
All right, thanks, Todd.
Todd's got a question.
Oh, okay.
You got a question for us, Todd?
Oh, that was the question.
Yeah.
About the helmet of salvation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I do that once a show.
Thank you, Todd. Like have a great weekend.
Actually, you do that more usually. But anyway,
hey, I was like about you and the goldfish.
I have a 3-second memory. What do you expect?
Duly noted. That was good. Charlton Heston did have a Bible. He did read the Bible, and that so
you're right.
Yeah, if I can speak in third person, Tim was correct.
Does it mention anything about large print on tape? Because I really like that solved.
He was in the Holy Land where he read a lot of this.
He had a great voice. That would be too inspiring.
Yeah.
Charlton Heston, of course, he played Moses.
Right.
Go ahead.
I saw this little thing about, you know, you're not reading your Bible enough. If you think that Peter, Paul, and James had a hit group in the 60s, or if you're disappointed because Charlton Heston's not mentioned in the concordance. or in the front.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, when we go back to Mississippi, Barry is on the line. Barry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I've listened to this program for I don't know how long. First time I actually got through, I'm in Starkville. I was on my way to Louisville.
Yes.
And I just skipped a business I was supposed to call on and headed to the next one so I could get on the radio.
And that's dedication. That's dedication right there. Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, absolutely, Barry. Appreciate it.
Well, thank y'all. In one of the businesses I called on, he had one of y'all's books, and it had what was so neat. I got to see Tim Wyman, Ed Battaglia, Walker Wyman, Abraham Hamilton, and everybody. It was neat to put a face to the name. That was so neat.
We were all in a book together?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You're asking the guy with a 3-second memory. I don't know.
It's the book that y'all send out, I guess, every month. I was skimming through it, and I saw reading some neat articles.
AFA
and it
Journal.
Had y'all's pictures.
There you go.
You're talking about our magazine.
Yes, AFA Journal.
Yeah, your magazine.
Yeah,
that's a real good magazine, the AFA Journal. In fact, Barry, people that aren't receiving that, you can get either a 6-month or a 1-year subscription for free by going to afajournal.org, afajournal.org.
All right, what do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Journal.org.
Yeah.
Both.org. as soon as you, hey, you can hear me now and believe me later. As soon as you asked that question about Roy Rogers, the first thing that jumped into my mind was Leonard Sly.
Yeah.
I don't have a computer because I was driving down the road.
Okay. The question is, what was Roy Rogers' real name? And you are correct.
Leonard Sly.
Leonard Sly.
Wow.
S-L-Y-E was his last name. Where was he? Do you know where he was from?
I have no earthly idea. Oh, it's Ohio?
Ohio, you know, somewhere. I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm sorry. I don't know.
A few weeks ago.
I think he was probably from somewhere we wouldn't normally think of. I'm 74, so I enjoyed the Cowboys and all that. And I'm 74, as I said. Somebody said, when are you going to retire? I said, well, I'm trying to hang around and take our country back. But the president can't do it by himself.
Amen.
All plugging.
You're talking about Roy Rogers. Dale Evans just a couple of weeks ago was on Family Talk. And so now I don't know if it was taped or not.
Is she still alive?
It may have been taped.
I think she passed away.
Well, but it was.
She did.
So I'm guessing it was, yeah. I know it was taped.
Well, that would be wrong if you're interviewing her and she's.
And she's not on tape.
According to the Bible.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes. We know.
Hey, Barry, what's your question for us?
I don't know if y'all have ever answered, if anybody's answered this, about the first vehicle, a car mentioned in the Bible.
That's going to be, let's see.
The Honda Accord.
That's it. And the main one that goes along with that, have you heard about that? It definitely talks about tennis in Exodus.
Because somebody served in somebody's court.
In Pharaoh's court?
Yes.
Joseph.
Joseph served.
Well and,
hey, I got well a question for you, like Barry. That.
You got me.
You ready, Barry? You ready for this one?
I am.
Since you're asking questions like this. And I ask this about once every 6 months. So longtime listeners to this show are going to say, I've heard that six times, Tim. It's lame now. Okay? But we have new listeners who are
right.
Joining our university every week.
And they won't think it's lame.
Right. Barry, here's the question. What is the only state mentioned in the Bible?
Noah looked out of the Arkansas.
Right.
Hey,
right.
There you go.
Did you get that from me or did you know that?
I knew that along with baseball in the big inning and Moses passed over the Red Sea. You know, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
Yeah,
the
Noah,
first motorcycle mentioned the triumph.
All right, Barry. All right. Did he ask? Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Quickly, repeat your questions.
All right, now I'll have to add one.
Uh-huh.
The expression, I have the heebie-jeebies, or he gives me the heebie-jeebies, goes all the way back to the 1920s. What does it mean? Second question, goldfish have a three-second memory. Is that true or false? And I'll add a question since I've had one answered. What does the acronym SCOTUS stand for? S-C-O-T-U-S. Mm-hmm. What does the acronym SCOTUS stand for?
Here's what I've got. In the movie Finding Nemo, what is the name of the great white shark? Second question, what word describes the unit of measurement for a horse? When you say my horse is this tall, what word do you use? Third question, which continent is home to the Tasmanian devil? That really is an animal. What continent is the Tasmanian devil located?
I'll tell you another thing. He was a great wrestler. I just remember back in the 70s growing up watching him and Tojo Yamamoto go at it.
The Tasmanian devil.
And Jerry the King Lawler. Those are some special years.
Sight to see, wasn't it?
Those are some special Saturday mornings.
Special Saturday mornings right there, my friend.
Makes you want to run and throw your shoulder into a turnbuckle. Bounce off the rope. Do a flying kick on somebody.
Here are my three questions. Mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of which animal?
And I am eternally grateful, whichever one it is.
Amen. Number two, new question from the Bible. What were the names of Jesus' brothers? What were the names of Jesus' brothers? I'm talking about his fleshly, real, blood kin brothers. Number three, not spiritual brothers. That's what I'm distinguishing.
Half brothers.
Number three, and again, the question, if answered correctly, without Googling, Will and Yahoo too and Bing and all that stuff. So don't try to get legalistic on me right there. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this comes from your memory, or this comes from, you can talk to somebody else if you want to and see if you can collectively get the answer correctly. But if you answer correctly, you will get the Learning University T-shirt and the AFR travel mug. Here's the question. Name the 10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today. Name the 10,
that's a great question.
10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today.
I get a little nervous when I read Daniel or Revelation and I don't hear anything about the U.S. mentioned.
I'm not serious. The U.S. is not one of the 10.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you, fellas. I'm delighted to be on. I tried desperately last week because I knew the Ed Too Tall Jones one, but I couldn't quite get on. So,
all right, hey, Daniel, where do you live there in the Sunflower State?
I live in a little town west of Topeka called Willard, Kansas. Population about 60.
Salute.
What is that? Nah, that's from
Hee-Haw. But what, right. They would say a population of a town about like this, right. And they'd be out in the cornfield, and they'd stand up and say, salute. Just like we recognize that little town in flyover country.
60 people.
Yeah, we're right on the southern bank of the Kansas River.
So I'm guessing, Daniel, you're the mayor and the postmaster and the chief of police.
No, we don't have a post office, but I've been asked to be mayor a few times, but I'm just too busy.
So, I understand.
Well, everyone's got to take their turn, Daniel. So
I think so, one of these days.
Ask, answer, or both, Daniel?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to do the heebie-jeebies one.
All right. The expression, I have the heebie-jeebies. Uh-huh. Goes all the way back to the 1920s. What does it mean, Daniel?
It means to be nervous or to kind of have the creeps or the jitters.
It's, yes.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. What we say when we say, boy, that guy, you know, in that white van driving real slow through our neighborhood,
yes.
Gives us a heebie-jeebies.
He gives us a heebie-jeebies. Do you still use it? You still use the expression, JJ?
Yeah, I still do.
All right.
Do you happen to know who coined it? My wife looked it up for me. Is an American cartoonist. Does anybody know his name?
Man, I don't.
It's Billy D. Beck.
Billy D.
Billy
Beck.
Billy D. Beck.
And so he coined it in a comic strip, you mean?
Well, an American cartoonist. That's all I have. My wife looked it up for me while I was... I knew the answer, but I didn't know it was coined by an American cartoonist. So That's a pretty good little phrase to coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, wasn't so. Francis Scott Key then?
No, because it's not quite that far back.
Right.
Okay. What's your question for us, Daniel?
Okay. On Sunday, it's a military question. On Sunday, October 7th, in the year 1571, there was a battle called the Battle of Lepanto. Lepanto is on the southern coast of Greece. It'd be in the Mediterranean Sea. And it was a very famous naval battle. It was Catholics against the Ottoman Turks. Okay, so Catholics won, but on the flagship of that battle, which was commanded by a 24-year-old Don John of Austria, 24 years old, there was a banner of the mother of Jesus, the mother of our Redeemer. Okay, this is multiple choice. Was it A, Our Lady of Fatima, B, Our Lady of Guadalupe, or C, Our Lady of Vladimir? She was represented.
I tell you what,
flagship.
Our team only has one chance at this. and JJ and I are looking straight at Ed. Ed, well, you are a historian here, so
I'm not a historian, but I do read. I like to read history,
stuff.
And that battle is that naval battle was one that is considered to have possibly help save Europe from the Turks.
Yes.
So I'm going to say Guadalupe. It's just a guess. I don't really know. I did know that there was a young man who was the I guess the admiral, and I mean there was just kind of some god things that happened in terms of the the way the wind shifted. But I'm just guessing Guadalupe.
And here's the deal. Since I order Guadalupe on the side when I'm at the Mexican restaurant, I concur with Ed, not because of any knowledge that I may have, but just because it just kind of reinforces my good guessing.
Okay. All right, Daniel.
Yes.
What's...
Yes. Okay. Well, yes, the wind did shift after they were praying the rosary during the battle. The wind was in the favor of the Ottoman Turks, but at the last minute it shifted. And anyway, so they won. But yes, you're 100% absolutely correct. It's Our Lady of Guadalupe.
All right. Terrific. Absolute yep. guess. So
way to go. Way
I
to go,
can't
Ian.
Actually claim to have any historical knowledge.
Daniel, but, thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
All right. Mexican what? Restaurant. Mexican, all right.
You ordered Guadalupe?
On the side. Only
is
on
that,
the side.
Is that healthy?
JJ, how you can come up with that voice and those kind of things just off the top of your head.
The only reason I'm not doing Batman
was
is because I can't do that voice.
By the way, was that before or after Jacques Cousteau?
That was well before.
Before.
It was although he was pretty old. He wasn't that old. 1571.
Well before, though. I get those centuries mixed up sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, look, we're old enough to remember when Jacques Cousteau was going to go into the murky water to see something, and also the Mutual of Omaha guy, who he
Marlon Perkins.
He was real calm with his commentary, but this fella hanging out there on the fender trying to lasso the rhinoceros or whatever.
Was it Jack? It wasn't Jack Hanna, was it? The guy
It was Jim. My side, you know. And
He never did get the respect he deserved, nor did he get the pay. I read about that. He got into a big thing with Marlon.
Because Marlon Perkins was always saying Jim is wrestling 30-foot python.
Yes,
wouldn't ever even call his last name.
Right.
You know,
he'd be hanging out there on a plastic cafeteria chair that they had bolted to the fender. And we're getting closer to this wild rhinoceros. Jim is going to try to slip that,
do a little noose, face painting
noose over that rhinoceros, and while they're bumping along there, and the
Jim,
old Jim was always
doing the
hard
That's
stuff.
That's right.
We're dropping Jim into the middle of this pack of hyenas.
What do you call it when you meet celebrities out in public somewhere? I don't know what you call those moments, but anyway,
pure luck.
My grandmother, she passed away 25 years ago or so. Anyway, she was traveling to Switzerland on a tour, and went up to the top of that one of those famous
Matterhorn.
Somewhere over there. I mean, one of those famous mountaintop, and where you don't have cars.
And where the hills are alive with the sound of music.
I think you got your countries mixed up there, Ed, but yeah.
But I can see them out there
maybe
spinning
Austria.
Around. Yeah.
You know, I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
I appreciate
her brush
you
with fame. As a fan,
yeah,
who did she bump
with
into?
Fame, and she went into the restaurant, and there sat Marlon Perkins. Is it
really?
Marlon?
Really?
Was it Marlon or Merlin?
Come up from Mutual of
Mutual of Omaha.
She recognized
and that would have been when he was, he would have been
at the top of his game.
Yeah, I mean, he was a big celebrity.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Sunday nights.
Yeah, Mutual of Omaha. But anyway, and he was very nice to let her take a picture with him and signed an autograph. So
you got steaks, college baseball World Series, and Marlon Perkins for Omaha. Am I leaving anything out? Or we got is
Mutual
that the three
Omaha.
Things that are covered? Famous
Omaha Steaks.
Steaks and the baseball and the insurance.
Yeah, you got Warren Buffett. He lives there. He got a double wide. But it's a nice one, I'll tell you that right now.
I bet it's paid, too.
Yeah.
I bet it's paid for.
Yeah, he quit making house notes, trailer notes on that dude. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.